Federal aviation officials under fire after a security blunder causes panic at the U.S. Capitol. Russia tests out a powerful missile that Vladimir Putin says will make Kremlin enemies think twice. Manila Mayor Isko Moreno's team denies his presidential campaign is imploding following his tirades against Vice President Leni Robredo. And the Philippines seeing a slight rise in COVID-19 infections. Hi, I'm Carmina Constantino. Dateline Philippines begins right now. Hey, thanks for joining us. For those of you watching us on YouTube and on Facebook Live, you could join us today. We begin with a drama that unfolded at the U.S. Capitol Wednesday evening. Capitol Police ordered the evacuation of the building over the threat of an aircraft, which turned out to be U.S. Army parachutists conducting a performance at a nearby baseball stadium. The building was reopened after about an hour. Neither the House nor the Senate were in session during that time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted the Federal Aviation Administration for failing to notify the Capitol Police of the pre-planned flyover. She adds the unnecessary panic caused by this negligence was harmful for Capitol staff still grappling with the trauma of the January 6th attack. Russia has successfully tested a powerful intercontinental ballistic missile, which President Vladimir Putin says will make Kremlin enemies think twice. According to Putin, the Sarmat missile is capable of evading all modern anti-missile defense systems, giving enemy surveillance systems a tiny window to track. The test comes as Russia launched a major offensive aimed at capturing Ukraine's eastern Donbas region and creating a land corridor to annex Crimea. The U.S., however, played down the missile test, saying it is not deemed a threat. Top finance officials from the U.S., Britain, and Canada walk out of Wednesday's G20 meeting in Washington as Russian representatives began to speak. The U.K.'s finance minister, Rishi Sunak, announced that what happened on Twitter, saying the move shows that they are united in condemning Russia's war in Ukraine. He adds they will continue to push for stronger international cooperation to punish Moscow. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen walked out together with the governor of the Bank of England, Andrew Bailey, Canada's finance minister, Chrystia Freeland, and some Ukrainian officials. The G20's finance ministers and central bank governors met on the sidelines of a semi-annual conference held by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, with the war in Ukraine, food security, and the ongoing recovery from the pandemic as key topics. The European Union will do everything possible to help Ukraine win against the war in Russia. That vow coming from EU chief Charles Michel during a visit to Kyiv. Michel also signaled his support for Ukraine's EU membership.
You are not alone. We are with you, and we'll do everything which is possible to support you and to make sure that Ukraine will win the war. Kremlin's goal is to destroy the sovereignty of Ukraine. It's also to divide the European Union, and he will not succeed.
Meanwhile, United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres has sent letters to Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky requesting for a meeting. Guterres is hoping to spur dialogue in a bid to end the nearly two-month-long war. The camp of Manila Mayor Isko Moreno refutes claims his rhetoric against Vice President Leni Robredo is backfiring. Moreno's campaign manager, Lito Banayo, tells critics to just wait for the results of the elections. He also hit the Robredo camp for saying it's their supporters who had called on Moreno to withdraw.
Lagi nila excuse. Hindi naman si Leni ang nagsasabi kundi yung supporters niya. Wow! A leader should know how to control her supporters. Parang hinuhubaran sila ng mga supporters, no? Of course, the supporters are always free to change their minds, no? But that there is an effort. There is a very clear effort, no, on the part of the camp of Vice President Lenny Robredo, no, to do precisely that.
But Moreno's tirades against Robredo did not sit well with some youth members of his own party, Aksyon Demokratiko. They issued a statement denouncing Moreno's actions during Sunday's press conference. Some of them even switched their support to Vice President Robredo.
Ever since Aksyon has, since VP Lenny expressed her candidacy for presidential bid, a lot of members from Aksyon have already switched to VP Lenny. And with the statement that we have, it is a statement in the context of this appointment and not a defection from the party. ISCO has been very, very far from Senator Rocco, who worked so hard to build the party. And he has only been in the party just for these elections. And that statement is in the context of this appointment because we wanted to protect the party. We joined the party even before, and not because of Mayor ISCO. And Mayor ISCO has truly damaged the values of the party.
Well, the vice president and her running mate, Senator Kiko Pangilinan, are in vote-rich Cebu. We're going to get the latest now from there, from our correspondent, Adrian Ayalin. Adrian, what more can you tell us?
Hi, Carmina. That withdrawal issue is no longer, or maybe has not been an issue with Vice President Lenny Robredo. She is now speaking here in Bogo City. In her speeches, since Mayor Isko Moreno Domagoso made some press conference last Sunday, VP Lenny has not really addressed that withdrawal issue. Although in the homemade placards of supporters, some of which addresses that issue, some of which address that issue. But jokingly, VP Lenny mentioned the withdrawal issue in her speech. But right now, she is focused in her campaign here in northern Cebu. She is now in Bogo City. She earlier this morning, she was in the Pantayan Island. Again, northern Cebu with VP Lenny and her running mate, Senator Kiko Pangilinan. Again, Cebu province is a crucial province, the number one vote-rich province in the country with more than 3 million votes. And with the leadership, Governor Gwen Garcia giving her support to the team of former Senator Bongbong Marcos, VP Lenny is left with some local politicians. She just acknowledged the Vice Governor, Junjun Davide, but her strengths still are supporters who are gathered right now here in the sports complex of Bogo City under the extreme heat of the sun. And we've interviewed some of her supporters here, and they said that they are not following what their governor is saying. They have their own decision. Even mostly first-time voters that we have interviewed, they said that they have already researched and that they are, of course, throwing their support for VP Lenny and Senator Pangilinan and the Tropang or the senatorial candidates of the team Lenny Kiko. After Bogo City, VP Lenny and her team are scheduled to hold another rally in Danao City to be capped with a huge people's rally in Mandaue City. A few weeks ago, VP Lenny was also here, but she campaigned in southern Cebu. And today, she's campaigning here in northern Cebu. Back to you, Carmina.
All right, Adrian, tell us once again, how did Bogo City and the next destination, Mandaue City, vote in 2016? Would you know?
Well, in 2016, Vice President Lenny Robredo won in the vice presidential race over former Senator Bongbong Marcos in Cebu province. For Cebu City, it was Alan Peter Cayetano who won in Cebu City. And also for Lapu-Lapu City, other component city. We don't have the exact details for Bogo City because it is considered part of Cebu province. But for Cebu province, again, it was overwhelmingly won by VP Lenny in the 2016 polls. Carmina?
And is the campaign confident, Adrian, that this will be a repeat of the 2016 victory there?
Well, the supporters are all hoping that that it will be, again, a victory for VP Lenny. Again, they said that while command votes will work for some, but for some of the supporters who are enduring the afternoon heat, the afternoon sun here in Bogot City, they are really showing their strong support for VP Lenny and her team. Carmina?
Thanks a lot. Our correspondent there, Adrian Ayalin, joining us on the line from the vote-rich province of Cebu. Thanks again, Adrian. Right, and joining us now for In Focus for his thoughts on the Moreno-Robredo controversy, we have Senator Coco Pimentel. Senator Pimentel is, of course, the head of the PDP Laban Pacquiao Wing. Senator, nice to see you again. Thanks for joining us. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Carmina, and to all of your viewers.
All right, we're going to talk about that Easter press con in a bit. But first, I want to ask you, how would you describe the campaign of Senator Manny Pacquiao at this point in the campaign period?
Yes, we are doing very well, and crowds are getting bigger. Our candidate and his supporters are getting more inspired because of the feedback from the ground.
And the feedback is?
Feedback is they're excited to see presidential candidate Manny Pacquiao, and they are filling up our Pabahay forms and getting their IDs, their Pabahay IDs.
Tell us more about that. What are those Pabahay IDs and forms?
That's the main program of government of Senator Manny Pacquiao for president. We call it the Pabahay Plus program. Ginagamit lang po yung pabahay as the word, but it's actually libreng pabahay sa mga homeless, trabaho, pangkabuhayan, health and education, and other basic needs. Yun po ang programa po ni Senator Manny Pacquiao pag maging Presidente ng Republika ng Pilipinas, sagutin, address the basic needs of the people, especially the poor.
So he
has that insight. Galing siya sa kahirapan, alam niya na yan ang hinihingi ng ating mga kababayan na lubog sa hirap ngayon.
So when they fill up those forms, what exactly are they going to get in exchange?
They are now in our database, the database of the Pacquiao team. Once we win, if Senator Pacquiao becomes president, then automatically we activate the database. Okay, we look at the database for government programs. If the requested, kung ang inihinging programa ay pabahay, then they will be put in the pabahay program. If kailangan ng trabaho, hanapan ng trabaho yan, pangkabuhayan, edukasyon, or kalusugan, or etc. Kung mayroon pang specific na request na sinulat po doon sa pabahay form. So ganyan po yung aming gagawin. It's a database, and it will be activated on day one of the Pacquiao presidency.
Okay, you call it a database, but how can this not be seen as sort of a belated way of vote buying?
Well, it's not vote buying because there is no material item being given during the campaign. And it's a program of government. Everybody, all candidates, express their program of government. Kami na lang po, we took an extra step so that on day one, we are very ready to execute our program of government. But it's a program of government, mga kababayan. Pabahay program of Senator Manny Pacquiao.
Senator, is this where you want the campaign to be at this point? We're just a few weeks away from May 9.
From our point of view, yes. I think we are now reaching... As I compared our campaign to an airplane taking off. So I think we are now reaching now our cruising altitude. That is the highest point in the flight of an airplane.
So, following your analogy, Senator Pimentel, that plane was delayed in taking off. You're only now taking off
a few more weeks before
May 9?
We took off from the very start, but of course we came from the ground, and then we have to reach our cruising altitude at the right time. And that with 2 weeks to go, I think we're now reaching our cruising altitude, and God willing, with God's help and the people's help, that peak moment should be a winning number or a winning percentage already.
Talk to us about the turbulence encountered during this flight of yours, Senator Pimentel. What were the challenges that you met during the on the campaign trail?
Well, of course, since this is a presidential candidate, you have very few people who are experienced in presidential candidates. The problems are more of coordination, logistics, you know, we decided very early on to, if there is no politician, local politician, or who wants to be identified with us, we will jump over that person and go directly to the people. So this presented more logistical problems or more logistical difficulties, but we were able to do it. Our crowds are big enough also.
And months into the campaign season, do you feel like you have your message strong enough now and more coherent? Because in the beginning, you were sort of introducing Manny Pacquiao to the public as Manny Pacquiao, the politician, and not the boxer that the people have grown to love. But now we see a change in tactics. Was that a learning? Was that a learning point for the campaign, Senator?
That was part of the plan, actually, but we never changed the main message of communicating the pillar, his main pillar of the program of government, which is the Pabahay Plus. It's really the Pabahay Plus program. Basta ramdam ni Senator Manny Pacquiao ang problema ng pinakamahirap nating kababayan, kaya yun ang unahin niyang solusyonan o sagutin o tugunan. So yun po yun, captured po yun sa tinatawag naming Pabahay Plus program. So yun, the basic needs, pabahay. Bakit pabahay kagad ang naisip? Because it represents dignity, human dignity. Meron kang dignidad kung meron kang bubong over your head, kung meron kang sarili mong tahanan. So sabi nga namin, sa maayos na lipunan, dapat kada mamayan may sariling tahanan. So yun po yun. Tapos sunod-sunod na po yan, Carmina. Pabahay for human dignity. Then siyempre trabaho, human dignity din po yan. Pangkabuhayan, kalusugan, edukasyon, etc. Kung meron pang specific na nahiling ang ating mga kababayan.
Because really, when you talk about it, Senator Pimentel, once you have that sense of ownership, whether you're talking about business or even how small that business is, or owning that roof over your heads, that's potentially life-changing for a lot of people.
That's correct. And then, pag sinabi nga namin the poorest of the poor, marami tayong mga kababayang mahihirap. Pero sino ang pinakamahirap? Yun nasa lansangan, napalakad-lakad lang doon. Yun ang pinakakawawa sa lahat. So, ang una natin gawin talaga, pabahay. Kasi marami rin naman tayong kababayan na mayroong tinitirhan pero hindi nila pag-aari, di ba? They're renting or they don't have rights to the land. Ayusin dapat 'yan, dapat sariling tahanan. Sa maayos na lipunan, lahat dapat may sariling tahanan.
So you said a while ago that this is going to form a database so that from day one, you're going to move on with your the next step of your plan. But how fast is the turnaround here?
Well, ganito yan eh. As far as our database is concerned, andyan na siya. I think we have millions already of names, contact numbers, and addresses. So, and then the second step is that Senator Manny Pacquiao has found around 300 to 400 billion pesos in the national budget which we can use for the Pabahay Plus program. Kasi ang suspecha namin doon na nanakaw lang po yun, nawawala lang po yun sa katiwalian. O di ba? So 300 to 400 billion, that represents around 1 to 1.5 million homes kung maayos ang paggagamit. So yun po yun. So we have done our homework. We are ready to execute it. Kailangan manalo lang. po ang Team Pacquiao.
A while ago, you were talking about the challenges that you've met during this campaign season, and you mentioned coordination and logistics. Well, that amounts to some of the problems that you encountered. That sort of was the solution, in a way, for last Sunday's press conference. Because of that, the senator wasn't able to attend that press conference. Tell us more about what you know about that press conference. Who initiated it, Senator Pimentel?
Well, Carmina, I was not in the loop about that press con. I was informed Saturday around early evening. Sabi ko, what's the agenda? Mm. The person who informed me could not even tell me what would be the agenda. And then Senator Manny Pacquiao Saturday night flew to Mindanao and then took off at 11 a.m. I think from General Santos City. So I think he had no plans to attend. That's from the developments which happened Saturday evening. He flew back to Mindanao and then he left Mindanao at 11 a.m. The press conference was at 11 a.m. So that means that maybe he had really no intention of attending that press conference.
So
na rin yung Carmina, because if ako, I advise the group, do not attend if we do not know what the agenda is.
Mm. Were you suspicious from the get-go?
Yes. A gathering of presidential candidates, many of them in one press conference, has the potential of really exploding and turning into a fiasco, because they are all presidential candidates and they would want the spotlight to be focused on himself or herself, di ba? So that's not really a brilliant idea or even a good idea, unless they wrote down the agreement, the agenda, and they signed on the agreement.
Senator, I did some digging, and people that I've talked to said that not even the senator's inner circle knew about the press conference. But he did send some of his representatives there, although they didn't go into the room. So it was really something that was, I think, kept between and among those who are supposed to be present at that press conference. What does that tell you?
Maybe it was rushed. It's a spur of the moment agreement among them. But you know, I counseled the person who informed me to tell Senator Manny Pacquiao not to attend because we do not know the agenda.
Mm.
As simple as that. As simple as that, Carmina.
Mm-mm.
If you do not know the agenda of an event you're going to, and also to be with you are your fellow presidential candidates, do not go because you do not know what will happen.
Okay, clarify that for us, Senator Pimentel. Didn't know the agenda. Were you only talking to that person within the team? Is it possible that that person himself didn't know about the agenda, but the senator knew? Or are you telling us that even the senator didn't know what the agenda was going to be?
No, the person I talked to, who informed me. So my reaction was that tell the team or tell Senator Manny Pacquiao not to attend because we do not know the agenda.
Mukhang nakinig po sa inyo.
Well, hindi sa akin nakinig kasi he flew back to Mindanao Saturday night and left Jensen at 11 a.m. when the press con is at 11 a.m. Or ano yun? What do the acts tell you? If you add up all the acts, maybe the acts, the conclusion I get is that he never intended to attend.
Or nakinig sa inyo? Or naparating?
Whether nakinig sa akin o hindi, basta yun po yung mga acts na nandun. So sabi ko, mabuti na lang. At tama naman talaga. I mean, tingnan mo, look at what happened. So
yeah.
Now the two other participants claim that they were caught off guard by the pronouncement of one participant. So ganun po talaga yun, because you're all presidential candidates. It's a press conference during the campaign. So what would be the agenda that each of you would try to capture the spotlight towards yourself? So yun po, ganun po ang logic tells us that it's a dangerous event to go to if the agenda is not really formally agreed upon.
Well, as it turns out now, part of the agenda was Vice President Lenny Robredo. Can you tell me, Senator Pimentel, what is your campaign's experience with the Vice President's campaign?
We are not really interacting. We are running our campaigns autonomously. So they haven't
sent feelers that were officially sanctioned by the VP or her campaign team for the senator to withdraw.
Not to me. So, and since it has not reached me, that means if ever this has happened, it has not been taken up seriously considered. Wala. So parang kwentuhan lang siguro yan. So basta what we're doing is that I know they want to win, so they're running their campaign. They have their own plan. Ganun din po kami. We have our own plan. That's why ulit-ulit lang po kami. Basta ang main pillar sa programa de gobyerno ni Senator Manny Pacquiao, if he becomes president, pabahay program.
How difficult
po, basic yeah. needs of the people ang kanyang sasagutin.
How difficult has it been for the campaign given that his running mate Congressman Lito Atienza has been sidelined due to surgery?
It's difficult for Vice Presidential candidate Lito Atienza. I hope he takes advantage of technology na lang online campaigning, mga online interviews or online rallies, e-rallies. His team handling the vice presidential campaign of Lito Atienza should come up with concepts like this one, e-rally, e-campaigns. But si Senator Manny Pacquiao is full of energy. For the 90-day campaign, puno ang schedule niya. He has sorties, physical activities, and during the days na wala, he would go online and meet his group or grant interviews. So he's physically fit. He's an 8 division world champion. Wala pong makakasabay diyan sa physical fitness po ng aming kandidato si Senator Manny Pacquiao.
Senator Pimentel, remember before he declared his bid for the presidency, there was a lot of speculations as to who his running mate will be. Is it true, Senator, that the vice president asked Senator Pacquiao to keep that vice presidential post open only to declare her bid for the presidency later on?
Well, I think the person in the know, it would be our campaign manager, Buddy Zamora. But may mga narinig ako na parang tampo-tampo doon. Pero anyway, tapos na po yun. Let the people decide now who would be the best leader for our country for the next 6 years.
Anong tampo-tampo po?
Well, we better ask us kasi Mr. Buddy Zamora po, may naririnig ako ng mga parang may tampo na some of our decisions were delayed because of some statements that they heard, but not me. I have no personal knowledge, Carmina. So mm-hmm. But at any rate, tapos na po yan. That's more than 100 days ago na. So ano na po tayo? Let's concentrate on the election. We have launched our respective candidacies. May sariling buhay na po yung ating mga kampanya. May mga mensahe na tayo. Basta kami sa kampo ni Senator Manny Pacquiao, pabahay program, yung mga nakapag-sign na ng pabahay form, yung nabigyan na ng ID, itago po ninyo yung IDs niyo, yung pabahay IDs. At we will activate the program on day one of the Pacquiao presidency.
Senator Pimentel, there's another issue that's cropping up, and it's not about Senator Pacquiao's presidential bid, but the bid of your wife as party list representative for PDP Cares. I want to ask you about that. How can the humanitarian arm of your party be a party list group?
That is a misinformation campaign, Carmina, and I am sad that you fell for it, or some have fallen for it.
What do you mean?
The PDP in PDP Cares means Pilipino dapat paglingkuran. That is the meaning. That is not.
So which sector are you representing there?
The vulnerable. Vulnerable sectors to natural and man-made calamities. Kasi ang nabuhay kasi itong PDP Cares dahil sa ako mismo sa Fairlane Subdivision sa Marikina, nabaha kami. So alam ko yan, yung Undoy. Tapos pati si Ulysses, 2 times in 11 years. Yung sinatawag nila na once in a lifetime event. Ngayon si Kat naman, ang family niya, De Guzman of Marikina, taga Provident Village naman in Marikina. So Undoy, hindi pa kami magkakilala noon, pero naundoy din sila, na-trap sila ron sa bahay nila, and then na Ulysses din, andun naman yung daddy niya nung.
So ginamit niyo lang po yung pangalan ng PDP. For name recall.
Yeah, may sarili siyang meaning eh. Ang meaning niya, Pilipino dapat paglingkuran. Ang daming mga...
And this is separate and distinct from the humanitarian arm of PDP Laban. Because meron din, di ba?
Because PDP Cares is... it is an incorporated entity with the SEC. It's really different. It's totally different. So, yan po ang ibig sabihin ng PDP sa PDP Cares. Pilipino dapat paglingkuran.
You say it's totally different, but some are saying it's totally the same. You're becoming totally the same with other political families out there, that this is dynastic. This move to field your wife. How is this not dynastic, Senator?
The party list seat, mga kababayan, belongs to the entity, the party. So that institution will outlast me. It will outlast my wife. It will belong to the group running the institution, that party list. And the membership should come from the vulnerable sectors of society, vulnerable to natural calamities, even man-made calamities, and those who agree with the 8-point legislative agenda of PDP Cares. Those who believe that the Pilipino dapat paglingkuran.
Finally, Senator Pimentel, what's the game plan to the finish line? What can we expect from the campaign of Senator Pacquiao?
Oh, we will finish strong, Carmina. Senator Manny Pacquiao is now going to, or maybe right now, is already in Bohol and Cebu. So Visayas and Mindanao would be the last leg of the campaign, because Senator Manny Pacquiao is the only Cebuano and Ilonggo-speaking presidential candidate, Carmina. So we will finish strong in the Visayas and Mindanao region.
All right. And we're going to have to leave it at that. Senator Coco Pimentel there.
Thank you.
Joining us this afternoon. Thanks again. Pleasure talking to you. Take care. Keep safe.
Thank you.
And on to more election news now. The COMELEC says it's happy with the turnout of overseas Filipino voters so far. Commissioner Marlon Cascuejo says they've already hit their target just about 2 weeks into the voting period.
For this early time of period of voting, we have already reached our target, which is more than 30%. So we're expecting a higher voting turnout for our overseas voting. You know, in the previous elections, you only have about 20% or even less than 20% voting turnout. So we introduced some scheme like the Vote Anywhere concept, and also the field registration, field voting.
Cascuejo also says a photo of appreciated ballot making the rounds online is fake, but he admits they have yet to trace its source.
It's not a ballot that being distributed by our post. Maybe it was edited ballot or whatsoever. Because number two, we did not trace it. Also, we're trying to contact that person through the consul wherever it was posted.
Operations at the Philippine Consulate in New York suspended after almost half of its personnel either contracted COVID or were exposed to it. According to Consul General El Mercado, there is an ongoing surge in New York. He thinks the lifting of the mask mandate on public transport may have contributed to the uptick in infections. But he assures Filipinos the overseas voting process will continue despite their lack of manpower.
Patuloy pa rin yung trabaho natin. In fact, nung dumating yung balota nung Monday, nakapaglabas na kami ng ilan. As of this evening, we already have sent out almost 70%. So confident naman po kami na mapapadala namin lahat ng balota to our kababayan here in the United States Northeast before the end of the week. Kahit may na-COVID ho sa amin, yung natitira sa amin, nandito pa rin, nandito sa konsulado ngayon. We're trying to do everything we can para makuha ng ating mga kababayan yung kanilang mga balota.
Malacañang belongs to the people. That statement coming from Mothers for Change party list nominee Mocha Uson as she criticized actress Tony Gonzaga for her remarks during a campaign rally of presidential candidate Bongbong Marcos in Cebu. In introducing the late Philippine dictator's son, the actress and Marcos loyalist said, Marcos Jr. is due to return home to Malacañang Palace, but Uson rejected that notion in a TikTok post.
Alam mo ma'am, hindi maganda yung sinasabi ninyo. Napaghahalataan na wala po kayong alam sa public service. Si Pangulong Duterte nga po ay sinasabi niya na ang Malacañang ay kanya lamang opisina. Hindi po niya ito tahanan. Ito ay pag-aari ng taong bayan. At para sabihin mo na babalik na sa kanyang tahanan sa Malacañang si Marcos, ay parang sinabi mo na rin po na diktador ang kanilang pamilya na ginawa na talagang tahanan ang Malacañang noon. Umalis lang saglit at ngayon ay babalik muli para angkinin ito. Sana po ma'am, matuto kayo sa mga sinasabi ni Pangulong Duterte.
Uson is supporting the presidential bid of Manila Mayor Isko Moreno. We're going to take a break now. Still to come, the Philippines logs its highest daily COVID case load in 2 weeks. Details when we come back. This is Dateline Philippines here on ANC. Back. You're still with Dateline Philippines here on ANC. Here's another look at our headlines this noon. Federal aviation officials under fire after a security blunder causes panic at the U.S. Capitol. Russia tests out a powerful missile that Vladimir Putin says will make Kremlin enemies think twice. Manila Mayor Isko Moreno's team denies his presidential campaign is imploding following his tirades against Vice President Lenny Robredo. And the Philippines seeing a slight rise in COVID-19 infections. Back with more news, China has released the preliminary findings on the cause of the China Eastern plane crash last month. The Civil Aviation Administration says the black boxes of the Boeing 737-800 plane were badly damaged, leaving virtually no clues to explain its violent plunge. That crash killed all 132 people on board. The report, however, did not include any information from the cockpit voice and data recorders, which had been sent to Washington for analysis. But the regulator ruled out a number of risks, saying the crew were qualified and the jet was properly maintained. It adds weather conditions were fine during the crash and no dangerous goods were on board. The tragedy led to the grounding of China Eastern's entire fleet of Boeing 737-800. It only resumed commercial flights last Sunday. Britain issues a formal order to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. to face trial. The ruling by a magistrate in central London brings the long-running legal saga in the U.K. courts closer to a conclusion. But lawyers for Assange say they will appeal the decision to British Interior Minister Priti Patel, who has the final decision. The U.S. wants to put Assange on trial in connection with the publication of 500,000 secret military files relating to the Iraq and Afghanistan wars back in 2010. The 50-year-old could face life imprisonment. The Philippines logged 365 new COVID cases Wednesday, the highest in over 2 weeks, but active infections stand at just around 17,000, the lowest since January 1st. The country's healthcare utilization rate also remained low. Health Secretary Francisco Duque III says there's no indication yet of any impending surge despite a slight uptick in cases in some areas.
Yung two-week growth rate, very sensitive yan eh, na metric. Yun yung pagka zero ka, tapos naging tatlo, 300% ka agad. Ano?
Correct.
Ang itinaas, positive growth rate. Pero kung titignan mo naman yung pangalawa na metric, yung average daily attack rate per 100,000 population, eh kung less than 6 a day per 100,000 population, ibig sabihin yan, low risk pa rin. Mm-hmm. Eh wala nga tayo ni isa eh. Not even almost, pinakamataas nga natin sa Batanes, 1.13 lang. No? So malayo, di hamak dun sa threshold na 6 to 18 para maging moderate risk.
The Philippines is unlikely to hit its target of vaccinating 90 million Filipinos before President Rodrigo Duterte's term ends in June. That's according to Vaccine Chief Secretary Carlito Galvez Jr. He says there's been a notable drop in government's monthly COVID vaccination output.
We cannot anymore accomplish or tinatawag natin na very unlikely na makuha natin yung 90 million. Remarkable ang drop ng ating uptake during the previous month. We have to push our limits na at least makuha pa rin natin at least 77 million or 80 million by the end of the term of the president.
The U.S. Justice Department appeals a federal judge's ruling ending a mask mandate on public transportation. The move was made after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the measure is still needed. A U.S. district judge ruled on Monday the mandate, which applies to planes, trains, and other public transportation, was unlawful. But the CDC said the policy remains necessary to safeguard public health. In other news, the reported death toll due to tropical depression Agaton climbs to 224. Of that number, only 18 have been confirmed, while the rest are still up for validation. Over 100 people remain missing. Most of the casualties are from landslide-hit areas in Baybay and Abuyog in Leyte. Retrieval operations also hitting a snag.
Yesterday, nagsuspend na po tayo ng retrieval operation.
Ay.
Kasi based sa recommendation ng MGB, kasi yung landslide area, unstable siya masyado kasi maputik, mahirap gawin yung retrieval. When our rescuers tried to dig, bumabalik lang yung lupa. But the surrounding area, natapos na po yung search and retrieval natin. Pero doon sa landslide area, suspend muna until such time na mag-recommend ang MGB na pwede na ulit mag-operate.
Based on Abuyog's monitoring, 54 people died in the town due to Agaton. 22 remain missing. President Rodrigo Duterte approves the implementing rules and regulations of the Department of Migrant Workers. The Philippine Overseas Employment Administration says the approved version is the one crafted by the transition committee of the new agency. The IRR presented by DMW Secretary Abdullah Mamao was nullified after members of the transition committee pointed out they had no participation in its creation.
Halos pareho po yung IRR na una at pangalawa. Wala namang malaking mapapabi doon, mga minor details lang. Hindi na po importante kung dalawa ang IRR na ating ipublish. Importante po, may aprobado ng IRR ang Malacanang. Napaka-importante po ito dahil ito po magsisilbing backbone para po sa implementasyon noong kong BMW app na tinatawag po natin. No? Nandun po sa IRR yung mga struktura, yung operations, yung mechanisms kung paano po patuloy na tutulungan natin ating mga OFWs pag-deploy, papunta po na abroad, kung paano po natin po proteksyonan yung kanilang mga karapatan at kung paano po natin ipopromote yung kanilang welfare.
In business, Philippine Tourism Secretary Bernadette Romulo Puyat opens the World Travel and Tourism Council Summit in Pasay. It's the first major global summit held in the country this pandemic. Our correspondent Jackie Pascual now joins us with more details. Jackie, over to you.
Good afternoon, Carmina. The World Travel and Tourism Council Global Summit sessions open in Pasay today. And as you mentioned, this is the first international conference hosted by the Philippines since the pandemic started. Many executives from various global tourism companies like hotels, airlines, travel agencies are gathered here at the hotel to discuss the revival of the global tourism industry. Tourism Secretary Bernadette Romulo Puyat led the opening ceremony and welcomed over 1,000 foreign delegates to the Philippines. She said she's happy that the country is hosting this year's summit and that the pandemic has significantly affected the tourism sector in the country, but is now recovering due to the easing of restrictions. Secretary Puyat also said that the pandemic has shaped the industry as it reimagined the tourism sector, and now the tourism department had to recalibrate its goals to rebuild the sector to be more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable. Julia Simpson, president and CEO of WTTC, said she urges all nations to open their borders now, following the steps of other nations like the Philippines. She is bullish that the global tourism sector will grow in the coming years, generating a forecast of 2.9 million new jobs in the Philippines over the next 10 years. The Global Summit, Carmina, will also see various speakers from across the globe, both virtually and on-site. Among them are former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Crazy Rich Asians author Kevin Kwan, and many more. Carmina, the Global Summit will end tomorrow. And that's the latest from the conference here in Pasay. Back to you.
Thanks a lot, Jackie Pascual, there joining us live from Pasay. Appreciate it, Jackie. Take care and keep safe. Back here in the newsroom, a Hong Kong actress apologizes for her brown face portrayal of a Filipino domestic worker in a TV drama. Francesca Wong darkened her skin to play Louisa in a primetime television drama, Barack O'Karma, 1968. This sparked online debate and even criticism from the Philippine Consul General in Hong Kong. Wong took to Instagram to say sorry, saying she had no intention to disrespect or racially discriminate any ethnic group. Moving forward, she says she's now more committed to using her craft for the good of the community, having learned that art reflects deeply entrenched social attitudes. In tennis, Filipino athlete Alexandra Ayala set to make her debut on the red clay of the Mutua Madrid Open in Spain. She is the youngest among the six qualifying wildcard recipients, will vie for a main draw slot in the Women's Tennis Association 1000 tournament. The competition will run from April 26th to May 8th. For more on this story, head on over to news.abs-cbn.com. And that's today's edition of Dateline Philippines. Thanks for joining us. I'm Carmina Constantino. You can watch highlights, recaps, and exclusive content of our shows online. Subscribe to the ANC YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Stay with the news channel.